الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders, as you know, Ramadan is the month of Quran, the month in which the Quran was brought down. Ramadan is the month to connect with the Quran. How we can connect with the Quran? We can build a special bond with the Quran. Now in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about many, many incidents, many, many surahs, many, many stories. And why he speaks about these incidents? So that we as the ummah, we as the readers, we as the listeners of the Quran can take lesson, we can learn. Now today we thought, let us talk about one surah, which is called Surah Qalam. Surah Qalam appears in the 29th para, 29th juz of the Holy Quran. And there are many, many lessons we can take from the surah, just one surah, Surah Qalam. Imagine 30 paras, how many lessons? So we learn from here also, you know, we should try and learn the Quran. If you know how to read the, if you don't know how to read the Quran, go and learn how to read the Quran. If you know how to read the Quran, try and understand the Quran. You know, there are many places where lessons of tafsir, where lessons of explanation of the Quran are taking place. You know, we should try and understand the Quran, what Allah is trying to tell us. When Allah is speaking to us, when we are speaking to Him by reading the Quran, what Allah is trying to say. Now in the surah, Surah Qalam, it appears in the 29th juz, 29th part of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Noon wal qalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wal qalam. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking a qasam on the pen. Now a pen, sometimes we regard it as an insignificant thing, it's just a pen. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking a qasam on the thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely great. You know, there is no need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take any qasam. But by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking a qasam on the pen, it shows the importance of that thing. In other surahs, you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took qasams on different things. Now in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking a qasam on the pen. You know what a great thing a pen is? A child goes to school, he needs a pen to write. A person goes to the office, he needs a pen to write. You need to sign an important document, you need a pen. A person needs to sign something, he needs a pen. So the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking a qasam on the pen in the surah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily you have been created with the best of character, with the most exemplary character. Aisha radiallahu anha says regarding the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَانَ خُلُقُهُ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-Qur'an, that the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Quran itself. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived by the Quran. When he dealt with people, he dealt in a way in which the Quran said he must deal with. You know, if you look at, 60% of our deen, 2/3 of the teachings of our deen is on good akhlaq, on good character, how we deal with people, how do we interact with people. You know, there are 6 billion people in this world. From all the 6 billion people in the world, they don't look at our salah, they don't look at our fasting, they don't look at how long we stay in the masjid, how much of Quran we're reading. They look at our good character. All the people in the world, they look at our good character. You know, when a person says, I am a Muslim, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, when he bears testimony, he says, I am a Muslim, automatically that person becomes an ambassador of Islam. He begins to represent Islam. People begin to look at his character. Hey, look at this person. He's behaving in such a way, in such a good way. You know what? Muslims are good. You know, just to digress, you know, there was an incident of a youngster. A youngster, he was living in India and he was traveling in a train. And now they're traveling and the train is extremely full. And there was this lady, and you could see, you know what, this lady is pregnant and she has to stand now because there's no place to sit. So eventually he gets up and he tells her to sit down. So you know what, she sits down and eventually she leaves and she just asks him what's his name. So he says, my name is Saj Ahmed. So eventually this lady, she gives birth. And when she gives birth, she tells her husband, you know what, I want to keep this boy's name Ahmed just because of the character on that boy. But the husband says, you know what, he's a Muslim. So how our son is going to be a Muslim and we're not going to be a Muslim. So she's saying, no, you know what, I want to become a Muslim myself. So husband is saying, but you are going to be a Muslim and I'm not going to be a Muslim. So husband eventually accepts Islam. Imagine just on the character of one boy, Islam spread. So sometimes by just interacting, we can be a means of spreading Islam. And on the other hand, if we do something wrong, if we display the wrong character, then we can be a means of chasing away somebody away from Islam. We can be a means of chasing people away from Islam. You know, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a person came and gave him 30,000 dirhams. So now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he distributed this money. So eventually after he distributed this money, someone comes to him and says, you know what, I want my share. So now he demands his share. He says, I want it, I want my share. So now Sahaba get angry. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam smiles, he remains silent. He tells the Sahaba, you know what, take this person, take him to the marketplace and let him get whatever he wants and put it on my name. Subhanallah, this was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in the Quran. You know, we are saying, you know, when a person displays good character, he becomes an ambassador of Islam. You know, you take an example of a policeman. Now if a policeman has to do something wrong, what happens exactly? Where our mindset goes, we say, hey, the entire police force is corrupt. So similarly, when a Muslim, when a person who, you know, he says, I am a Muslim, immediately when he does something wrong, people immediately get the impression that Islam is a bad religion. So we can either be an ambassador towards Islam, or we can be a person who chases people away from Islam. You know, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a certain woman, and this woman used to spend her entire night in ibadah. Every day she used to spend her night in ibadah. Every night she used to make the ibadah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sahaba, they came and told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this woman, every night she used to spend her night in ibadah. But during the day, people were not safe from her tongue. People were not safe from her tongue, meaning she used to always swear someone, or, you know, backbite of someone. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Hiya fin nar." She's in the fire, meaning good character, to show the importance, how important good character is in Islam. You know, in the story, you know, there's an incident narrated of a Bedouin. So this Bedouin, he comes and he asks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is Islam? What is Islam? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him good character. So you know, Bedouins, they had a very informal way. So again, he comes from the right and he asks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is Islam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him good character. Again, he comes from the left and he asks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that what is Islam? Again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him good character. Again, he comes from the back, because he thought Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to tell him maybe salah, maybe zakah, maybe give some charity. Again, he comes, he asks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he comes from the back, and he asks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that what is Islam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam realizes, you know what, it's the same person. He tells him that hold your anger, suppress your anger. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and a person came there and he started swearing Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they remaining silent, they keeping quiet. Eventually he's swearing. Now eventually Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he decided to reply back. And when he did that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up and he walked away. And now Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu realized his mistake. So he goes up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that what happened. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when that person came and he was swearing you and you remained silent, the angels at that time, they were singing your praises, they were humming your praises. And when you replied to that person, the angels walked away and shaitan came. You know, there's an incident narrated of Musa alayhi salam. So one day shaitan comes to Musa alayhi salam and he says, you know what, I want to repent, I want to make tawbah. So Musa alayhi salam goes, he was kalimullah, so he used to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he speaks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says, you know what, shaitan said he wants to make tawbah, he wants to repent. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam that go and tell shaitan, go and make sajda to the grave of Adam alayhi salam before he can make tawbah. So Adam alayhi salam comes to Shaitan and he tells him. So Shaitan tells Adam alayhi salam, you know, I couldn't make, Shaitan tells Musa alayhi salam, you know, I couldn't make sajda to Adam alayhi salam in his lifetime. How am I going to make sajda to his grave? So Shaitan tells Musa alayhi salam, see here, I just got a few advices that give your followers, give your ummah these few advices. And one of the advices was, Shaitan told Musa alayhi salam, that see here, when you get angry, then I am flowing in your blood. I am flowing in your blood. That at the time when you get angry, then remember me. Remember me, Shaitan. Because at that time when a person gets angry, he loses his temper. He can't think. So Shaitan told Musa alayhi salam, tell your followers, at the time when they get angry, remember me. Think about me. You know, there was an ayah in the Quran, in the ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, خُذِي الْأَفَّ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ. That forgive. Now Jibreel alayhi salam brought this ayah down. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked Jibreel alayhi salam, what is the meaning, what is the explanation of this verse, of this ayah? خُذِي الْأَفَّ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ. That forgive. So Jibreel alayhi salam goes and he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he comes back down. Now you know the mindset of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such, our mindset is such that only if someone does good to us, we'll do good back to him. If someone, you know, meets us nicely, we'll meet him nicely. So Jibreel alayhi salam comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, you know, the meaning of this verse is that person who does bad to you, do good to him. That person who does bad to you, do good to him. That person who holds back from you, you give him. That person who doesn't talk to you, that person who doesn't talk to you, you talk to him. And that person who does some harm to you, you forgive him. And you know, this is the real akhlaq, this is the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, character on the day of Qiyamah, character, good character will be one of the weightiest things on the day of Qiyamah. You know, a person in his whole life, he can read salah, he can fast, he can read Quran, but on the day of Qiyamah, good character will be one of the heaviest things on the day of Qiyamah. We quoted the hadith in the khutbah where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَإِذْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I was sent to complete good character. Now we have mentioned a few stories mentioning the character, the good akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's character. Look at how he dealt. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most beloved of Allah's creation to walk on the surface of the earth. And imagine how he dealt with people. And we'll mention a few stories. You know, there's an incident narrated about a Jewish lady. Now, this Jewish lady, she used to dislike Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what she used to do, she used to throw dirt in the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She used to throw thorns in the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming out from his house, and every time there's dirt, imagine how will we react. Look at this person. But one day now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes out from his house and he never see any dirt there. So he was wondering, he asked the people, you know what, where is this certain Jewish lady? And he came to find out that she was sick. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went there. Now this lady got worried. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming to me, maybe I did some harm. No, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to her and asked her, you know what, are you okay? Do you need anything? This was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa innaka la ala khuluqin azim, which the Quran talks about. Wa innaka la ala khuluqin azim, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have been created the best of character. You know, another incident, it was the occasion of Fath Makkah. Now just a brief background on the Fath Makkah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed in Makkah al-Mukarramah for approximately 13 years. Eventually he was forced to migrate towards Medina Munawwara. Now after a few years, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming back to Makkah. Now when he's coming back as a conqueror. He's coming back as a person who is in charge. He's coming back as a person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him some status, some opportunities that he could do, which was only restricted to him. Now imagine, think about it, ponder that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming back to Makkah. What was he coming back to? He's coming back to those same people who chased him out, who troubled him, who gave him so much of harm. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes into Makkah. And he tells the people of Makkah, see here, I won't do anything to you all. Whoever enters their houses, they will be saved. whoever enters that Kaaba, they will be saved. And he made a few exceptions. And he said, you know what? He gave a list of 15 names. And he said, these 15 people, come what may, they must be killed wherever they are. And one of these 15 people was a person by the name of Khabbar ibn Aswad. Now, what was the crime of Khabbar ibn Aswad? Khabbar ibn Aswad, he was responsible for the murder of the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now this person, Khabbar ibn Aswad, he comes to know that, you know what, my name is on this list. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wherever they find me, I must be killed. So you know what, he decides and he comes in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shivering. And he begs for forgiveness. Rahmatul alameen. Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azeem. Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azeem. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgives this person. Imagine Khabbar ibn Aswad, he was responsible for the murder of who? Of Habibullah, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgave him. Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azeem. Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azeem. You know, there's an incident narrated about a Bedouin. And this Bedouin comes, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is wearing a shawl, and the shawl is very rough. And he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he pulls that shawl, and it leaves a mark. And he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know what, give me something. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiles. He never say anything. Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azeem. This was the exemplary character of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, the 15th of Shaban is a, you know, very virtuous night. You know, on the night of 15th of Shaban, Aisha radiallahu anha says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awoken from the bed. And when he awoken, he left the room. And how did he leave the room? He opened the door very silently and he closed it and he went away. Imagine Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatul lil alameen. This is the character Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is displaying. He doesn't open the door, bang it, etc. He opened it very silently and he closed it. This was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, we learn from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, you know, we should also make dua for character, for good character. And one of the du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, Allahumma ahdina li أحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت واصرف عنا سيئها لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت. That these are the masnoon du'as, the du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. You know, we should learn these du'as, the meanings are extremely concise. It's extremely concise, but the meaning is so vast. You know, in one hadith, and we mentioned this hadith in Ramadan, and we'll mention it again. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting with the Sahaba, and he asked the Sahaba that who is a poor person. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum said, that person who doesn't have any money, he doesn't have any wealth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, that person is a poor person who on the day of Qiyamah he comes with mountains of good deeds. He did a lot in this world, but what? Shatama hadha wa daraba hadha wa akala mala hadha. This person in the world, anyone saw him, no one was safe from his tongue. He saw people. He backbite people. Anyone, he shouted people. He took someone's thing. He took someone's right. It was someone's right. The money was someone's right. He took it. He hit someone. He oppressed someone. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that person will come on the day of Qiyamah with mountains of good deeds. But he did all this to all these people. He oppressed all these people. All his good deeds. It will start, and all his good deeds will start going to all these people. And now when his good deeds are finished, all their bad deeds will come to him. So you know, we see from here the importance of good character. Now what is the link with this and Ramadan? You know, in Ramadan we do a lot, we fast so much, we read Taraweeh, we stand long rak for long hours in Taraweeh Salah, we fast, we bear the heat. At the moment now it's summer, we bear the heat, we are thirsty, some people are hungry, and we do so much. But now when Ramadan finishes, what happened? We go out, we forgot about everything we did in Ramadan. Now what happened? We start backbiting. Now, we start swearing. You know what? We go back to the shop. We start swearing our stuff. We start shouting people. You know, we go home. At home, it's like a fire. You know, like there's a fire on. So, you know, one is to do all the good deeds. And on the other hand, we have to protect what we do. And how do we protect our good deeds? It's through good character. Just to recap what we had spoken about the importance of good character. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was created with the best of characters. You know, good character on the day of Qiyamah will be one of the things that will weigh the most. One of the things that will weigh you the most on the day of Qiyamah is good character. You know, a person can either be an ambassador of Islam by displaying good character, or a person can be a means of others turning away from Islam by means of showing good or bad character. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our good deeds that we had done in this month of Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.